Hello, hello, wonderful world, wonderful people. How are you on this beautiful Wednesday of December 20th? Can you believe it? 5 more days and then Santa comes. But how is everybody doing today? I hope everybody's faring well and you're enjoying your time with yourself and your day and whatever you have to get done and do. You know, if you're tuning in, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Healing Apprentice. I am Louie Otero. Remember, you're listening to Want to Radio, and we are changing the way you are listening to the world. I like that. I like that catchphrase for some reason. I say it all the time, but it really, you know, it's like changing the way, you know, like, you know, because we always have a way with ourselves, and we tend to be stubborn, and we don't like to listen. And I'm going to tell you firsthand, let me rephrase. I'm a good listener. I had to learn to be a good listener. Because I'm the kind of person that if you're with me and we're hanging out, all of a sudden I'm taking over the conversation. So I need to pull back sometimes and stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? And in all fairness, it's just me being for real. So changing the way, you know, and people don't like change, and change is a number five number, and five is all about change. Five is the middle. I call it the middle because no one counts zero as a number. So, you know, if you're going to go to 0 to 10, and funny how zero ends in a zero. So that's how I equate those numbers. And there's a reason why the zeros are in those places, you know, so it's pretty funny. And I'm trying to remember, because I remember my math teacher explaining why the zeros are in the numeric system, and how zero gets omitted or not paid attention to when zero is a number. It is a number and it has value. So, and I'm learning that. I learned that a lot. When you work in retail and you see how many zeros are in numbers, it's insane. And then you have to count your zeros in the numbers because, you know, when you get some kind of wild passcode, they give you like 7 or 8 zeros or maybe 9 zeros, and you got to go 0, 0, 0, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things. But I wanted to share about today, like I wanted just to talk about abundance, and I wanted to talk about the lack of and the fear and worry. And worry was one of my triggers today. Actually, worry was triggering me last night. And I'll tell you why. And it's not that, you know, I can't handle it. I'm taking care of it. It's just that when I see, once again, I'm talking about numbers. When you open up a bill and you see the price and you're like, oh my God, what did I buy? And then I went over what I was purchasing. And it's not because when I used the card and then I saw the numbers and I realized that the numbers have increased, has nothing to do with the set of numbers or, you know, how many times did I charge my gas? How many times did I, buy a coffee, let's say, which I don't buy coffee. I'm just using that as an example. I'm going to tell you what I do buy. I do love it's called egg sauces and cheese on a croissant at Dunkin' Donuts. And I know, me, Mr. Health, but I really love that sandwich. It brings me back to my cousins and us hanging out in Dunkin' Donuts in the day, and me in breakfast every time we used to travel and go camping or fishing together and, you know, doing like all kind of outside things with my family. I always remembered stopping at Dunkin' Donuts and my cousins, I should say, and myself would just order food from there, not realizing how, you know, not that the food isn't good. It's really good. I like the sandwich. Anyway, it's one of those. And then I could see my charges. I'm like, wow, Louie, you got to slow down with that. So worry was like when I had the account was down to a certain number, which I said, okay, I'm going to pay it off, finally get to pay it off. And then when I look at the number went up. And I was like, wait a minute, how many times did I use a card? Not realizing that my card is hooked up to some of my apps and stuff like that. So when I order things, let's say through Amazon or through eBay or through Etsy, it's, you know, I realize that it's attached to the card. Anyway, so then I was worried, and then I'm realizing I'm in this energy. So not only the energy of lack of or not able to, that's what I'm talking about, okay? And it has nothing to do with my habits, but I need to change them just a little bit. So I'm stepping up to the plate. Like I am going to step up to the plate and hit a home run. I'm not going to hit a foul. I'm not going to strike out. I'm going to really work on hitting the ball and having that ball fly out of the baseball field. So I'm focusing on that. Now, I might not pay it tomorrow, I might not pay it next week, but in interims, I will. Because I looked at it and said, well, how, you know, like, what would I do if I divide it by three? Oh, okay. What if I do it by four? Okay. What are the, you know, how many increments can I pay so this note can be paid off? So I found myself calling on Archangel Ariel because I've noticed the conversation or the energy that I was stepping in, because of today and yesterday, conversations were worried about abundance. And for me, the worry about the lack of or not being able to and stuff like that. So then I was wondering, and I do go to the chiropractor, they pay some money. You know, some people like to go to acupuncture, and I like to go to my masseuse. You know, she gives me a nice the ZB, it's like pressure points in the body, and then she gives me a nice a massage, whether it's athletic massage or it's the regular massage that she does. I have to make an appointment. So anyway, it's things like that, you know, my everyday, your the lifestyle that we all have, or the lifestyles that we're all comfortable in or comfortable to, you know. So that's when I just call on Archangel Ariel. And I did, I say, Archangel Ariel, you gotta guide me, show me the way, show me how to tackle my everyday and just move on with the quality of life that I once knew. So maybe I have to change it a little bit. And believe me, guys, it's hitting our it's hitting our wallets and it's hitting our pockets pretty hard when it comes to going to the grocery store and doing the everythings for ourselves and our family. So I get that. But we need to look and rethink things. We need to handle things in a different way. So the worry part, I was like, why am I in this worry? So I called on the angels to help me out, especially when Archangel Michael came in. I'm not going to name names, but you know, I had a certain someone call me or text me to evaluate things that are going on and stuff like that. And then I'm listening, and and not only this person had the same questions and wanted the same answers, I was dealing that with others as well, or on the same level playing field of energy that we're tapping into, and worry is one of them. And now, what was it yesterday? I think I wrote it down. Hold on, I'm sure I wrote it down. I have it in my notes on my phone, so just give me 2 seconds so I can get it. Okay, let me step it back and do. Where did it go now? Oh, I know. Here, let me just punch in this word, love, and loved ones, and loved ones. Okay. Oh, I thought I put it in here. Well, anyway, it was let me see if I can remember. I thought it was in my notes. It's not. It's I am love. I love everyone. Everyone loves me. I am in the grace of love. Something to that extent. So I was surrounding myself in this energy of this quantum energy, of this physical energy, of this spiritual energy of stepping into spiritual love. Okay. Not sexual, not friendship, just self-love. And when I say self-love, not loving myself in a weird way. It's the energy of enveloping me in that energy of green light, you know, because Archangel Raphael is all about the green, and the chakra of our heart is green. So, and I believe Archangel Raphael resides in the heart chakra, or he's the, you know, the archangel or the angel of the heart chakra, from what I remember. I don't have these notes in front of me. I'm pulling this from, you know, my mental library, the Akashi records that are in my brain. But it's all about easing into the energy and taking charge of it. Like, I'm taking actions and I'm trying to find a balance, you know, and the understanding. And I want to find the forgiveness within that energy, but using love to forgive the lack of or becoming one like our parents, or becoming our grandparents, or becoming or breaking that lineage of lack, of not having enough for yourself. And you know, it's really weird. Hold on, let me just sip my coffee because it's I just made some coffee. I wanted hot cocoa, but I made coffee. I hope you're having coffee too, or you're having some tea and enjoying it, the sip of it and enjoying the flavors. And today, when I was coming home, I bit into an apple. This apple was so I haven't had an apple in a while because I'm doing this kind of protein and sugar diet, and I'm balancing everything out and trying to keep the carbs to a certain level so I can keep my weight down, even though I feel like I didn't lose any weight. Anyway, so what I'm doing with this is that that energy that I tapped into is about taking that lack or that fear or that worry away. And I was thinking about this on the car drive home, when I was coming home. I was thinking about that in the car, and I say, what can I do to break? You know what I did? I put on dance music. I put on music that touches my soul. I might not know the words to it. I just know that the beat was great, and the DJ was just playing song after song, artist after artist. And as I'm driving home, I was like, I lowered my window down a little bit and just enjoyed the music and the blast of the music, and just step getting away, like stepping out of the worry. And we tend to do that. We tend to what's that word? We gather ourselves and we sit in that junk or that murky water or that quicksand of thought, So it's all about using the love that you surround yourself with, And I did call on Archangel Ariel to help me, So, and you, if anybody knows me, if you know me, I like to work. And what work does, it literally triggers something in my brain where I focus on the thing, on that one thing that I'm doing at work. Because when we had the COVID and everything, and I was sitting in nothing, and I was like, there was so many TV shows you can watch, or what is it, the show after show after show that they play over and over and over again. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. It's just and I was noticing that Christmas movies weren't doing it for me. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, the Grinch or Home Alone, or I start watching them, and then I zone out, and I'm like, okay, I'm not into it. I don't know what it is. Maybe I will when the weekend comes, when we get closer to the 25th. I'll get nostalgic with it, but my energy is not there. My energy is not with it, like, I don't know what it is. So I'm working on it. I'm taking the time to look and see the signs that are coming to me so I can understand. Maybe I need to forgive a part of myself or heal that part of myself that I need to focus on. As you guys know, I love working out. I love going to the gym. I like to take care, and it's not about what cosmetic, like, it's not about me trying to look good. It's not about looking good. It's about feeling good. I mean, of course, if you work out and then you exercise and you start feeling good about yourself, and if you're into that, looks, and you want six packs, and girls want to be thin and skinny, it's not about that. It was, my journey is completely different. My focus was on my health, and my focus was on to how could I be good at my age? How could I be better at my age? What can I do to myself and take care of the body, the mind, and the spirit all at once, So meditation is one way of taking care of the mind and the spirit. And also it takes care of your body because it reduces the levels, and it brings more dopamine to your body when you relax. Like, when you get excited and stuff, like breathing wakes up the dopamines in your body. There's an electrical reaction that goes through your spine to the brain, to the there's a part of the brain that wakes up, when you concentrate on your breathing through your nose and exhaling out your mouth. It's very important. And there's a rhythm and there's a counting. Also, I was learning about when I, well, I'm using this as an analogy. So it was focusing on my stomach or my core of my body when I'm doing pull-ups. Yes, I do pull-ups. All 145 pounds of me. I'm like, oh my God, this is pulling myself up and bringing myself down. And, oh, you guys would have cracked up if you saw me do it. I should tape a video and just you guys would laugh. I made myself laugh. But you know what? At least I'm trying and I'm doing. I have friends that could do 30 of them. And 30, I don't know how they do it. I wish I one day. But till then, but what I'm trying to say is like I'm noticing stuff. So, as you know, I had to go get an injection in my hand because my left hand actually, that's my lefty is my eating hand. So I cut with my left and I eat with my left. I write with my right, but I cut with my left. So basically, I couldn't do that. And it was so hard to eat with my right hand. But I had what is I thought I had arthritis severe, or I had carpal tunnel, and I made an appointment with the doctor to to check it out, to check out my hands because I there was so much pain, you guys. You just have no idea the enduring of that was terrible. No amount of creams, like soothing creams or healing creams that they have at the CVS's or Walgreens at that can help it. So I got the injection. It was my middle finger, and it gave me, and it was into the knuckle, into the hand knuckle, not the knuckle on top, the one on the palm. And yeah, and it hurt. And I waited 3, 4 days. A week later, I have full rein in my hand. My hand feels good. I'm so happy. I could kiss the doctor. I swear to God, I could just hug him and kiss him because thank you, thank you, thank you. The pain's away. So that was 2 weeks ago. I get up on a Saturday morning and I'm limping. My whole left leg, my thigh that goes to my knee and all the way down to the top of my foot. I don't know what that is, but to find out that I have this, it's severe, severe sciatica. So I'm learning new stretches and new exercises to take care of that aspect of my body and of me. And I clearly, that's what I'm trying to do. And today was a good day. Yesterday was a good day, not Saturday and Sunday, not good. I literally couldn't walk. So, there's a couple of girls that they work for ointments and stuff like that, supplements and stuff like that. I got this cream for you, and you know what? She didn't give it to me. I bought it, but she gave it to me to try. And I was working, and I realized it had this nice little sensation on my left thigh on the side, and it felt good. And then I was walking it because I was like, oh wow, this is good. But I'm gonna keep trying, so we'll see. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like I have challenges, so I'm working through them. And there's a meaning. I know there's a meaning because I have a book. I can't find a book. I've been going crazy looking for the book. On the parts of the body that hurt and what's the reason why. I forget what the like if your spine hurts. If your foot hurts, I think your feet are your foundation. Your hands are your action. Something with the back, I forget what. Or your neck is the weight, or the shoulders are the weight of the world. So if you're worried, very, you start fatiguing your shoulders start hurting, stuff like that. And we don't realize that we trigger this in our bodies when we worry, or when something is not right with us, I'm just as human as anybody else. The mileage on this car, my as in my body is starting to take its toll. And my father would always take, because my father was a grease monkey. He always used to take a car apart, put it back together again, and drive it. That's what he did. But he would always make the analogies. That's the word I was looking for, the analogies with a car. So he said, our bodies are like a car. When you buy a car, it's fresh and beautiful and brand new. And then after a while, they're the wear and tear on the car, So, you wear and tear yourself. And this is my dad. And let me tell you, my dad, when he was younger, was super, super gorgeous. My dad, seriously, he was. But as he got older, he let himself go. He had children. He got a gut. He let himself go. He had the dad bond, and we're talking like, my dad. So, and me, like, and my father, my dad was like 6'4", 6'3", something like that. My brother's 5'11", my sister's 5'7", the other one is 5'9", and me, I'm the little guy. How am I 5'5"? Well, my mom was tiny, so I took after her and my grandma. Oh, that coffee's so good. But it's it's all about timing, you know, but I was realizing that I was probably carrying the worry. I was burying it. I was pushing it down. And we do that. We ignore situations about ourselves, or we ignore the people who bother us, or we ignore, like, don't ignore your bills. Don't ignore the tax collectors, or when they're knocking on your door, and or the tax collectors or the money collectors or whoever, and they're coming to you know, they want their money. Don't run away from that. You know, it's important that you step into your power, step into that power, you know. And it's really funny. I have a friend. She's like, how am I going to go to work? I haven't been working in like 20 years. And I looked at her and I was like, girl, if you need to make money, you got to step out of that attitude and just go and knock on some supermarket's door or CVS or Walgreens or whatever and ask them if they need somebody to hire. Minimum wage. What's the big deal? You know, a half a loaf is better than no loaf at all. Why is everybody so like, I want to be the CEO of a company, but it takes steps to become a CEO of a company. You know, let me tell you, a lot of CEOs were they lost their businesses. You know, they lost their umbrellas or whatever that case with me, with all the stuff that went on in the corporate world, you know. So you never know. You never know when the carpet in your life gets, you know, gets pulled from under your feet and you land right back where you started. You know, my mom always said, if you know the basics in life, you will always survive. So if you look at getting a low grade paying job as a defeat, you are sadly mistaken. Sadly, sadly mistaken. And you're talking to a man, me, who works three jobs. I do. And I have friends. How do you do it? How do you spend some time? I have the time. I have time. I have time to do the radio show. I have time to go to the gym. I have time to run. I have time to take care of the dog. I make those times in my day. It's in the schedule. You know, mind you, I wake up at 6:30 in the morning on the clock. I try to sleep longer. I can't. I don't know. It's an age thing maybe, but I just wake up. I can't sleep to noon. If I sleep to 10 o'clock and wake up, I feel like the biggest loser. I feel like the biggest loser. I felt like I wasted my day, you know, because think about it. You get up at 10, it's going to be 12 in 2 hours, and then you're back in bed in 9 hours, and you got a lot to do within that time. But I make it work. You know, I really do. I wash my clothes. I prep my food. I make the dog's food and stuff like that. But when I am a multitasker. So that's one thing I have, you know. I used to do my homework with the TV on in my bedroom when I was younger and the radio playing. And I was on the phone doing my homework all at the same time, you know. But that's how it was, you know. That's how it was when I was a teenager back then, you know. It was fun. You know, it's just, that's how I do things. You know, I need a chaos, you know. It's like, well, not now, but yeah, you could say my desk is messy. Because I was thinking, do I have a messy desk? I don't have a messy room, but I do have a messy desk. But it's okay. Well, now my messy desk is clean. But what I'm saying, an unorganized desk is organized because you know where your mess is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a thing that we can do. I just want to take a moment. I want to step into the Facebook world. I want to see who's there so I can say hello and hi. Okay, let's see. Let me put on my glasses and let me say hello to the wonderful people over here. Okay, hold on. Just tap here. It's been a while, guys. Just give me a second. I just want to say hello to everybody. Here we go. Hello, hello. Hi, Tara. How are you? How is everything? How's everything doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. Let me just do that. Let me send this out. Yay. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Let me just write this in. Give me a moment. Okay. Wednesday. Cool. And thank you for the beautiful artwork. Tara, it's absolutely stunning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me put a heart here and let me give you a hug, send that out. And then I want to do a hello. Hold on. Let me, because I like hi. There we go. Hello. Okay. So when we put ourselves into the state of worry, it puts us in this whirlwind of chaos, you know, and I noticed that. So I'm just as human as everyone else. So I'm going to take that worry and say, no more, you know, put it aside. Don't put it aside. I'm going to dissect it. I'm going to break it apart. I'm going to put the puzzle together. So this way I'm going to take action, you know, so I can change what this feeling is or where it's coming from. Not only that, it could be a planetary thing, whatever planet is called worry. It's probably Pluto for all I know, but whatever planet is the worry planet or the worry war planet, I don't know. I really don't know. You have to ask someone in astrology that's more of a professional with that. That's it. That's what's triggering in whatever house it's in. And knowing me is probably in all the spiritual houses. So I would say 8 or 9 to 12 or whatever numbers are in that, in the house of in astrology. It's always the last 4 that it's always full of signs, you know, never in the home there. It's always in the mind. It's always in the universe. It's always in the planetary area of the world that's in my mind, that's whirling, whether it's spiritual, whether it's church. I don't think it's love, because I think love is 5-6 somewhere around there in the astrological charts. I'm, you know, but anyway, with my luck is probably a Scorpio sign in love, you know, because they have a way of stinging. But and I adapt to that energy. You know, I want to know my feelings. I want to know my feelings about myself. I want to know the actions I'm going to take with the people I meet, the friends I encounter. You know, I have to know the place where I'm going, the atmosphere. It's got to be just right, because I am so emotionally attached to energy, where if the energy is off or it doesn't feel good, I can't be there. You know, I just cannot be there. We had a Christmas party and it was perfect. It was at a bar that made burgers and fries and food and all this kind of stuff, you know, and we had this big table and, you know, I literally thought I was going to have to leave, but I did not have that negative energy or that negative, mojo of worry or that, you know, the energy being off. It was actually okay, you know, even though bars and places like that get a lot of energy of drunkenness or drinking or over drinking, where it brings on this negative energy to the atmosphere, can take control, because they have, from what I remember, entities or energy of I call them the dark ones, and they can attach to you in a weird way, you know. So I could feel that too. And I usually protect myself with that, you know, that with that force or that energy with that. And plus, I have Archangel Michael with me. So he definitely has a way of protecting any kind of energy. So I always surround myself with that blue light, you know, that blue light of Archangel Michael. That beautiful, beautiful, you know, pastel blue energy that he has. So this way I'm protected from all that. Bounces off. You know, it bounces off my aura, because that's what I do when I come in, you know. So another thing I want to share with you guys, like, you know, enjoy the holiday. Whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, whether it's Christmas, it's this is a time of year to celebrate all spiritual energies of love and birth. You know, it's like, you know, we do the beginning of lighting the candles, and we just go on this journey of memory. And whatever religion you're in, and whatever guidelines that you follow in your religion to find the peace in your heart and to have the love that you can share with the world and yourself, it's a good thing, you know? And for me, no religion or no one in a, you know, a foreign religion, state or mind can change my mind or change my ways of the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because I was part of that, you know, and if I were ever to go back, it would be for whatever reasons I would do to go back. But I've grown. I have layers, like, you know, I have layers to me when it comes to spirituality. I have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you know. I respect everybody's religion, you know, I really do. You know, it's just one of those things. And being that I work in, a really good store where, you know, you help people out, you're going to run into all religions and all types, which is important. So I always ask, you know, what's their traditional dish for the season? You know, what's the New Year dish that they make, you know? And me, I mean, I wish I was Greek, because I love Greek cookies and I have so many Greek friends. So hopefully I'll get a surprise of Greek cookies. But if not, I'm making my own. At least one, you know, I'll go into Pinterest and just grab, or even YouTube it. You know, how do you make a Greek cookie? And I'll just go buy all the ingredients and just go to town and make it, you know? The only thing is I would use the almond, because I don't know, I like the gluten-free almond cookie. I mean, gluten-free almond flour. I like baking with that. You know, that's what I use to bake the treats for Akira, you know, and she really, really likes that. So I'm going to segue out and go into the weekly reading. And the weekly reading for this week goes from Wednesday to Wednesday. So I do the Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. Then I give an overall. And not only is this reading for you guys, this reading is also for me. It includes me because I am in that energy. And this is what the angels have to say for the week. Okay. Let me just get my glasses. And thank you for being patient. So for Wednesday and Tuesday, it's all about being impartial and being objective. It's about being, standing up for what we believe in. And that's what I was talking about, what we believe in and what are we believing on this day. It's about having integrity, you know. It's about sacred planning, you know, so that's important. And it's about losing a piece of ourselves for the next few days. You know, why don't we have the freedoms that we have? And that's what I was talking about, the lack or the worry, you know, that the energies that were, you know, it was actually today, Tuesday, and the Wednesday today is really, you know, big. And also for Thursday, as we're going into Thursday, we need to take caution. We need to be aware. We need to be aware of other people that we're surrounded with. You know, once again, it's about tapping into material losses. How crazy is that? Material loss is, to me, could be a bill. Okay. Material losses is when you borrow money and then you have to pay the note. And to me, that's a loss if you have to pay, because you borrowed, that's gaining, but now you have to pay it. So that's a loss. So yeah, we're there. It's about being honest, and it's about pursuing yourself to the secrets that will not embarrass you. Okay. It's your position to find the integrity within yourself to win. Okay, in the situation that you're in. So that is for Wednesday and Tuesday. Now for Friday and Saturday, it's all about fresh new start. You know, so not tomorrow, a little bit on Thursday, I would say, this energy is going to go into the Friday. So it's about starting something new without delays. It's about something to be unexpected, like an unexpected project or process that we're going through. It's about a positive change. So we're going to start thinking about traveling. We're going to think about, you know, maybe getting a new car, or when do I want to get a new car, stuff like that. Then it's all about us at the same time, you know, while we're worrying about those things, it's about being sensitive. It's about us being moody. It's about us being open-hearted. Moody could be like things can just put you in a mood, You know what I mean? Moody can also be like, to me, like moody is like, oh, you haven't, but you can be moody in a good way. I think so, because you're like moody for something. You know what I mean? I think so. But moody is moody. So let's leave it at that. It's also regarding the where we are in our relationships with our partners. Okay? Whether it's a friend, whether it's the person you marry, whether it's your partner, however you if you're in a relationship, let me tell you, it's all about it's a very emotional. It's very it could go back and forth. Like it could be because love has another side to it. So, but it's about having that romantic encounter. It's about being invited to something. And it's also when you meet them with ease and grace. You know, go into it with a nice ease and be grateful for it, of the grace that's in there. Sunday and Monday is all about having faith about the future. You know, it's about your dreams coming true. It's about thinking about positive change that will bring an end to the challenging times that you're going through. So, like for the past 2 days, maybe this weekend, I'm gonna have this enlightenment or this energy that's going to help me succeed and go through with taking care of the energies that were going on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I like this. I like this. So have positive change that bring an end to the challenges of time, and there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Not only that, within ourselves, if we meditate or breathe, it's all about finding insight that comes from the meditation and the breathing. We need to rest. We might need to take a little mini vacation, which I plan on. I don't know when I'm going to go on vacation, but I plan on it. Allow yourself more time before making a decision. Okay, so you know we're gonna have a little bit of exhaustion about. It's called mental exhaustion, which means it's like we worry. You think so much that your mind kind of says, "I need a break." So we need to, you know, get some sleep and protect yourself. Put the guards on. Put your shield on. You know, put that armor on your body, because this way you can have that angelic protection that you need from Archangel Michael when you feel like that energy is not so positive. Okay. Tuesday and Wednesday of next week is about learning. It's about the dependability. It's about being happy. It's about take time to get to work. It's about finding excellent opportunities that are presented to you. It's about news about your career. It could be a promotion. It could be a scholarship. Now with that, we're going to the end of the year. It could be any of that, you know, like our bosses are going to call us or tell us that we're going to have an interview or something like that. So that's good. And because a lot's going on, you know. So next Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be a lot of stress, because trying to find positive opportunity, because, you know, we do stress when we want things to get positive, and then the stress goes away. There's going to be a lot of changes, and it's about multitasking, and it could be a business travel, or you might be just traveling. And the importance of taking action and taking charge also on the Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, let me put that there. And in all around view of the week from Wednesday to Wednesday, it's about letting ego go, because there's an illusion that can trap us. Okay, so addictions, unhealthy habits, it's about supporting our path to happiness. It's about making the right decisions. It's about the ability to change our situation, you know. So when that happens, it's we need to take the time to find that spiritual minded community, ask for divine help by praying or asking to trust the answer will come to us when we ask our angels, when we pray. Compare traditional methods and find new ideas. Breaking away, I would say, from traditional methods, and see which is best for ourselves. You know, it's time to find the great joy in our life, find our success door this week. It's because epiphanies of brilliance will be coming to us. And it's about having gratitude to the divine. In other words, it's very important that you have gratitude. Cut all cords to any negative things. It's all about divine timing. And once again, this way, if you cut the ego, it sends gratitude to divine. I said that. And it's also about peace and prosperity that's coming our way, you know? So just find the contentment in our lives, to focus on our personal lives. Okay? So that would be good. That would be good. Wow, I've really, really, I like that reading. That was a, that was pretty promising for me. I like the energy. I like the energy a lot. Let's see what the angels have to say a little more. Let's go into deep detail with the angels, because the angels do want us to forgive. They want us to forgive, and they want us to understand. And to understand is all about forgiveness anyway. So that's a good thing. We have the Archangel Charity, the Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Sarafel, and also the Archangel Dorica. And this is all about how we find our way. So it's about giving an open heart, and it's about being generous. Charity came. Charity came on a Wednesday, on the 20th, because the 20s, it's the 20th, 21st, 1st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, even after, because we know we do celebrate all the way to New Year's. Charity, give with an open heart and be generous. However you want to, however you want to share your generosity, do it. Because this way, you will be able to hold the cornucopia full of abundance and food and plentiful. Okay, Archangel Jophiel is all about the beautifying the soul, the mind, the body. It's also about acting with wisdom and getting information from our highest good, our highest purpose. Archangel Dorica is all about our psychic ability, seeing through the illusion, cutting through the veil, you know, in our lives when it comes to spirituality, when we want to focus on opening up the abundance that are coming our way. Also, Archangel Sarafel is all about tuning into the divine will. And that was in the weekly reading about, you know, tapping into our divine, opening up to our higher illumination, our higher self, you know, feeling that energy, tapping into that energy, and having the soulful purpose of attributing to our spiritual love to ourselves. And this way we can share with others, you know, and we could do that. And it's about regaining our power, regaining our focus, regaining our sight. And what is our aspiration? You know, what are we inspiring? What are we inspiring to? What are we aspiring to aspire? That's what I was looking for. And one of the key ways of for inspiration is laughter. You know, like today, I did the music thing. If you need help in any way, have the angels come in through service. And through the service of our mind, our intuition, listen to our inner wisdom within ourselves, and pay attention to our chakras, whether it's coming from the crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart, stomach, the butt, the root. And if we're sitting and then we stand, remember our feet and our hands, they have chakras too. So sometimes we need to focus on that. And it's okay, because Archangel Gabriel asked that we focus on the white light, bring in the white light into our energy, into our aura, when we go to bed, you know, when we give the angels gratitude to send to the universe, when you're grateful, grateful things come, you know? And I always said it, I've been saying this since, you know, January, where gratitude brings so much good to you when you are grateful for the things that you have. You know, I've noticed, listen, I love buying clothes like anybody else. You know, I'm an Aries. I love to buy, and I got to change that a little bit. But my point is, it's my aspiration. I have an I'm inspiring to use everything until the stitches come off. Wear my sneakers until they're no longer working for me. You know, I ask the inspiration angels, I ask the charity angel to have a heart to send me the things that I love, you know. And it's funny, I'm going to tell you something. I am not one, I don't know if it's me, but I'm not one to ask anybody for money. Like, I just don't have that in me, like some of my friends do. Not all of my friends, some of my friends do. Or the people will say, you know, do you have $20 or this and that? Because, you know, I just, I do, I'm starting to lose respect for people that do that. You know, what's wrong with you? You know, do something. Work, do something. Don't ask. I mean, I will help you to a certain point, you know. And like my mom said, if you give a 20 away, don't expect it back, ever. If you give money away, don't expect it back. And she's right, because I used to get mad. So I'm going to tell you a story. So I wore a shirt that my friend made shirts, and he lives in Florida. And he made these pride shirts, and I liked it. I liked the way he made the shirt, let's put it that way. So I asked him if I would get one, and he made it for me, and he sent it to me. And then I wore it at work, and everybody's, "Where'd you get that? That's such a cool shirt." And plus, I wanted it for. I didn't want to go to Target. I didn't want to look like what do you call it? A rainbow. Louis did not want to look like a rainbow. Let's put it that way. But it was the way the shirt was made. It was so cool. It was just to the point. You know, it looked very artistic, and it was just perfect. Anyway, I wore it. So there was one of the girls in the grocery department goes to me, "Louis, where did you get that? I want one. I want one." I said, "Listen, I'll get it for you. It costs about X amount of dollars. I don't mind getting for you. You know, I mean, I'll just charge in, blah, 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 whatever." Okay. So I give it to the girl and I said to her, "Don't forget, it costs me X amount of dollars." Do you realize she has not given me the money since? So there you go. Don't expect it. Am I mad about it? No. Do I care about it? No. Am I talking about it? Yes. But my point is that by her not giving me the money proved my mom right. If you give something to someone, whether it's a thing or money, don't expect them to give it back to you. Good luck with that, you know? And that's why when I put on Judge Judy, I like to listen to her, you know, like when she talks about that, because if you owe, you owe, you know? But I'm not gonna go. I'm not calling Judge Judy to get whatever it is for the t-shirt. I'll eat it. I would rather eat it than because I'm not that way. If let's say I asked you for, I don't know, if I see something that I like, and you know what's really funny? My friend made the shirt. You think he would give it to me for free, but that's not the point. The point is not about giving it for free. I didn't want it for free. I wanted to support his business. Because he lives in Florida, he got married, he's all happy, da da da, and he's my friend, and I care for him very, very dearly. And I was supporting his cause and his lifestyle and all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, hey, yay for him. But anyway, I love my shirt. So, and I bring the white light, and it's all about finding the service that we need to open our heart is the key to our satisfying our needs. It's the key. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Don't let anyone say anything different. You know, I'm telling you, I got the help card. When I get the help card, it says the help you need, it's on its way. So keep watching for it. And in the picture, there's an angel with the bridge into like this water that looks like it's a little rapid, not calm water, more and not rapid water, but just in the middle. And the guy in the picture of this card is literally just sitting with his hands on his head, waiting. I don't know, maybe for a riverboat to come by, but those are the things that we have to tap into, and that, you know, what we need to be important. Okay, so help. If you ask the angels for help, they will be the ones to bring it to you. And this week, especially this week, focus on the Archangel Charity. Okay? And Archangel Charity is all about giving with an open heart and being generous. Okay? So guys, I want to say this was awesome. This was great. Thank you. Thank you so much for this wonderful year here on One Two Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me and my angels and my shows. And I'm just looking forward to a brand new year with a brand new ideas, a brand new lifestyle, a brand new everything. And may God and his angels bless you with all that your heart desires. Okay. And just remember, when you want the desires that God brings you, you have to be grateful and you need to thank God and the angels. Okay. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. And I will see you guys when I'm back on the air. I think it's in January. So when I come back, I will be here for you guys, because we're going to take a break for a little bit to, honor the holiday spirit. And thank you so much. I love you guys. Angel blessings always. Until next time, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy everything in all the religions, and Happy New Year. Bye, everybody. I'll see you next year. Love you, love you, love you. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Bye, everybody.